holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 5, and this is letter number 1456, and this is dated Baruch Hashem Yud Beis Adar Tavshid Yud Beis, the 12th day of Hashem, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, this is a letter in Yiddish I received with the great titles. The Rebbe is referring to Shlomo Zalman Sheyichya Hecht. I received through him your contribution for the educational work in North Africa. And your participation is definitely something very timely. The work in North Africa, which began through the initiative of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, shortly before his passing. So thank God it developed and it spread out. And you can see the godly success that goes along with it in its difficult way. In the last report that I received from there, there is a list of 52 institutions which are already, thank God, established in various different cities and smaller cities, and even in distant villages in Morocco. In this wide net of educational institution, which carries the name Ohele Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch, on the name of the great founder, it includes a Beis Medrash, a study hall for teachers, yeshivas, small yeshivas, Talmud Torahs, Beis Rivka schools for girls, evening classes for adults, besides the kosher education on Taras HaKodesh, on holy purity that the children receive free. They receive, many of them also receive financial, material help, free meals, clothing, etc. Although the results that are, thank God, very satisfactory, but we cannot stop over here, because we cannot forget that there are still thousands and thousands of Jewish children that are farchalished, weakened down, you know, fainted, which are walking around without Torah and without an education, and are in a great spiritual danger, sekana nafshis. It is therefore hopeful that our friends are, from their side, increase their participation in this holy work of saving souls. This participation opens up very wide openings, tsunodas, pipes, to bring down through them and receive to them the godly blessing for oneself and for all of his family members, both spiritually, physically and spiritually. I bless you to hear good news from you and from all of yours. May they live.